This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live and the phones are open. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. Coming up, the $20,000 trash cans developed in San Francisco by the government there. We will talk about that boondoggle on the way here tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And we'll bring up, you can bring whatever you want. Plus, Spain is banning air conditioning below 80 degrees during record-setting summer heat. We got the story about that as well. But your calls and
how's that green energy working out for you, Europe?
It turns out they need energy from Russia, and they're worried they're not going to get it.
Isn't that the amazing thing? But if they had green energy, if they had solar panels and wind and all that nonsense, then why? And you would expect Europe to be on the forefront of this, right? They're the ultra-liberal socialist Europe. Why the hell don't they have air conditioners running off of solar energy at this point?
Let's go to phone
because zone. They can't generate enough. None of these green energy things are anywhere near what they promise.
No, but nuclear would solve the problem.
I want to bring Mehdi back on the line here, though.
Germany took all its nuclear offline.
That's why their ACs are set at 90 degrees.
We can get into that in a little bit. But we got Mehdi on the line here. He wanted to talk about cryptocurrency and the attacks against it by the governments of the world. And Mehdi, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's really essential that our currency, meaning freedom-loving people like whoever wants freedom, it's essential that our currency is not going to be centralized. And I think that's a very important thing. You know, the government can say whatever they want with guns and abortion and this and that, but at the core of everything, the currency is what makes everything move, whether it's the U.S. dollar, whether it's gold, whatever, currency, right? And if they take away, if they centralize the way we can exchange value amongst each other, that's a big deal. Like, that's, you know, I'm not going to like that. No one's going to like that at all. And an example of this is this Tornado Cash, the guys who did the Ethereum mixer. And not to take away from the Crypto 6 stuff, of course, it's crazy what they're doing there, but I don't know how much I could talk about
Tornado
that.
Tornado Cash thing is much worse, what they're doing and what they're doing to Crypto 6. I mean, Crypto 6, they're just targeting six individuals. Of course, they targeted many others for similar charges, and they all took plea deals in the past. So it's not like we're the first.
We're the first who didn't take plea deals.
with the exception of Morpheus out in Arizona, we are the first. And so they're going after some
individuals. What happened to Morpheus?
Convicted. He made the mistake of taking a money laundering charge to court when it was pretty clear.
That's right, but they dropped the money transmission charge.
Yeah. They had him dead to rights, unfortunately, on the money laundering charge. So, I mean, it wasn't really much of a case, in my opinion, looking at it from the outside. But that said, Mehdi, you know, the situation with Tornado Cash is particularly bad. For listeners that don't know, this went down last week where the federal government Treasury Department announced that they are sanctioning a technology. They're sanctioning a mixer for Ethereum on the internet called Tornado Cash that is essentially just code that's running on the Ethereum blockchain platform. And they're saying that if you touch that code, if you interact with that code, you'll be guilty of a felony for violating sanctions. And then, continuing with this particular thread, the Netherlands police arrested one of the parent programmers of Tornado Cash last week, and he's being charged with various different things. We thought for a moment they were going to extradite him, but it's actually he's facing charges in the Netherlands. So this is an international attack by multiple governments against privacy technology, and this is a huge attack on the world of cryptocurrency, especially if they get away with it. And ultimately, the big question is, how do you challenge sanctions?
And was it a government or was it a corporation that said, hey, if any of your Ethereum or your tokens or whatever went through Tornado Cash at any point, we're blacklisting all of them. Who was that?
Corporations are doing that. There's various different companies.
Not that that's any better.
No, USDC is one of the world's largest stable coins, which are crypto tokens backed by dollars, ostensibly. They blacklisted a bunch of addresses and froze their funds. And then just within the last few days, there was news about a so-called decentralized derivatives exchange called DYDX that has now blocked an undisclosed number of users' accounts because funds in their wallets had passed through Tornado Cash at some point. So, quote,
insane.
Many accounts were blocked. This is according to the exchange. Many accounts were blocked because a certain portion of the wallet's funds were associated at some time with Tornado Cash, unquote. So
that's really disappointing, especially from an exchange that named themselves with a calculus joke.
Is that what that is?
Well, they trade derivatives, and DYDX is what is the derivative of Y over X.
Okay. So there you go, Manny. Yeah, this is really bad news.
Yeah, and so there's something that I read, a tweet, well, it was on Facebook, but it was a screenshot of a tweet that someone put, and it's really sent chills down my spine regarding this case. I don't know if it's true or not. You can tell me if this is actually a correct statement. And this is going to be a dystopian future, and this is going to be crazy if this is true. There is a guy who is going to jail because he wrote an open source code that a bad guy used to do bad things.
That's correct. That's the Tornado Cash programmer.
He's going to jail. And the guy who wrote the open source code is going to discourage, if this goes through, it's going to discourage anyone from doing open source. Cause
no, what it'll do is it'll discourage them from doing it publicly. So it'll make it so that everybody that's writing these technologies will keep themselves anonymous, which is the smartest move that one of the smartest moves Satoshi Nakamoto and whoever was it created Monero, and some believe it was Satoshi Nakamoto who created Monero, is the smartest move that those people made was keeping themselves anonymous. Because you better believe the cops will be kicking in their doors, too.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest trick the devil ever played is convincing the world that he didn't exist.
I thought it was that one melon grab he did.
The usual suspects.
What?
I just,
it's a T-shirt, man.
What's that, Eddie?
Yeah, I think it's just absolutely crazy that someone is going to jail for writing an open source code that a bad guy used to do bad things. I mean, it's open source code. How can he get in trouble for writing a code that's open source?
Yeah, that's like, ultimately the question. Now, again, maybe he'll win. Maybe it'll come down to a jury trial, and the jury will say, this is ridiculous, set this guy free. But that doesn't mean that he gets his time back that he had to sit in a prison cell for. And, you know, anyway.
We also don't know what he was actually charged with. We know that he wrote code for this project, but maybe he went out and promoted it to somebody that he knew was doing something illegal. You don't know.
But control freaks have been, they've been kicking this horse, they've been beating down this door for decades, right? They've been saying this, gun manufacturers should be held accountable for what people do with guns. The writing has been on the wall about how people use their tools and how we should hold the tool manufacturers accountable. So as long as I've been alive, it was with firearms through most of it. Now it's like, we got to hold the coders responsible for how people use their programs. It's just another aspect of the same lack of accountability that they've been beating on for the last 30, 40 years.
Thank you, Mehdi, for the call tonight. Right. I do appreciate
Thanks
hearing from
time.
You. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. They did hint at, in their press release, they're called the FIOD, F-I-O-D, in the Netherlands, FIOD.NL. They say he's suspected of involvement in concealing criminal financial flows and facilitating money laundering through the mixing of cryptocurrencies through the decentralized Ethereum mixing service Tornado Cash. So it sounds like money laundering charges and whatever the charges of concealing criminal financial flows, which sounds like money laundering to some extent.
Do you have to do any KYC to put a smart contract on the Ethereum blockchain?
Of course not.
Okay.
I mean, it's a decentralized application. Anybody who wants to, I think they just pay whatever the gas fees are and put it out there.
Yeah, but you got to stay anonymous, man. If you're putting out there a tool that can be used in a way that the governments don't like, ever, stay anonymous.
Yeah, that's the real takeaway from this is, if you're programming something, the next great privacy technology, as tempting as it must be to say, hey, I did this, right? Like, oh, hey, I'm a good programmer. Look at the work that I've done. Get your just attention for that, right? Get patted on the back by the world programming community or whatever. Possibly get hired as a consultant, or you know, there's money to be made, right? If you're a good programmer. In this case, you'll end up in prison cells, the way it's looking. So this is pretty awful what's happening to this guy. And they again also said they cannot rule out multiple arrests. So they're looking for who else might be involved in promulgating this particular technology. Maybe he wasn't the only programmer. More coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. We'll be right back.
open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I did actually find some more news about Tornado Cash, which is, in my opinion, one of the most important stories of the year so far in the world of cryptocurrency, where the U.S. federal government is targeting now a technology and saying, this is now sanctioned. That means that it is at the level of interacting with someone from Iran or North Korea to simply interact with a piece of technology.
I mean, you had mentioned earlier how smart, how prescient Satoshi Nakamoto, that's the creator of Bitcoin, was to remain anonymous. But, I mean, can you imagine the charges of money laundering that they would hit Satoshi Nakamoto with if he did come forward? I mean, can you imagine how much Bitcoin has been sent to an Iranian or a North Korean or whatever that's flagrantly violated U.S. sanctions or whatever, and that would not have been possible without the creation of Bitcoin?
I want to get into it further, but Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Richard?
Well, I got a couple things on my mind. I got a fresh bone of news out of Minnesota, and then I want to break down the Latin linguistics of the word patriot.
All right.
But first off, what's going on in Minnesota? I believe it's Minneapolis.
Are you asking me? No, okay.
Are you there?
I think we just lost him right after he said that.
Yeah. He'll call back.
Yeah.
We'll put him on hold. Maybe he has a bad cell or something like that.
Perplexing. So, I thought for a minute he was asking me, well, how the hell do I know, man? I don't know.
So we already mentioned there was one of these quote-unquote decentralized exchanges that has blacklisted the sanctioned addresses. So the U.S. government came out with a list of addresses that are related to Tornado Cash that say you cannot do business with these addresses because they're related to Tornado Cash. If you've gotten Ethereum out of Tornado Cash, then that is essentially bad Ethereum now. It is dirty Ethereum.
How does a decentralized exchange do this, though?
It's not decentralized enough.
Yeah,
the people who are running it decided, whatever amount of them decided, to make these changes and block users based on the fact that they allegedly had some money come out of Tornado Cash. And it's not just this one exchange. According to Cryptoslate.com, Aave, Uniswap, and Balancer.
Oh, not Uniswap.
Which are three of the largest so-called decentralized exchanges on the planet, and more reportedly have now banned wallets which have interacted with Tornado Cash. A centralized data set created by TRM Labs appears to be responsible for the accounts being banned.
Wait, so if you create a new wallet and you send all of your tokens and all of your Ethereum to this new wallet, then you didn't directly associate with Tornado Cash in this new wallet, even if your funds did.
It's not clear if they're allowing any hops between the wallets, because ultimately, like you say, anybody can easily create new wallets and move funds from one to the next. They could then claim, well, I didn't do that, and how can you prove that it was me? But it doesn't matter to these people. They just don't want to touch anything that's coming out of this sanctioned entity.
This is insane. Like,
it is.
Corner News here, one of the oldest cryptocurrency accepting places here in Kane. I think they actually stopped taking cryptocurrency, but regardless.
It's so sad.
But let's just assume, a decade. Yeah, I know. Let's assume they didn't, though, and suddenly, they've been taking Ethereum or whatever, and now suddenly, they got five Ethereum tied up, and they're like, you can never use this. It's been burned, basically. You can never use it again, because at one point, the people who gave you this Ethereum for those Coca-Colas, for those cigarettes, or whatever they were buying, passed it through the Tornado Cash. I don't know why I always say Thunder every time it comes around.
Thunder Cash sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be my decentralized alternative, would be Thunder Cash. But,
and they would target you, too.
Well, I wouldn't make it known that it was me.
Right.
I can't interact with cryptocurrency at the moment, so it's definitely not me, whoever's out there creating, Thunder Cash.
You're not a programmer anyway, right?
No,
yeah.
Certainly not.
Several decentralized applications on the Ethereum network have now implemented code changes to revoke access from quote-unquote sanctioned addresses. The currently identified protocols are Aave, which, for listeners that don't know, this is one of the big crypto loan platforms. You could take your Ethereum or your USDC or your wrapped Bitcoin or whatever, and you go into Aave, and they give you a rate, like whatever the current market rate is for lending on this. They'll pay you a APR or APY or whatever to loan money to their system.
And it's usually pretty generous.
Not from what I understand. But I don't use the system myself, but somebody I know did look into it, and it was like, 1 to 2%.
Okay, but in the grand scheme of how banks work, 1 to 2% is pretty generous.
Yeah, that's true. Per year. And so,
okay, per year, that's kind of weak.
But it's a lot more to pull it out. So they want to reward people to put crypto into the platform so other people can pull it out, right, as loans. And the loans range based on how much demand there is. So if there's a lot of demand for a certain token, then the loan rates are much higher. You might pay, 15, 20% or something like that, whereas if it's not as much demand, it might only be 5% or 4%. It's kind of an interesting way they had it set up, but they're obviously not decentralized enough because now they have locked out any access to the sanctioned addresses from Tornado Cash, and also Uniswap, which is, I believe, the largest decentralized Ethereum swapping platform on the planet, last I heard. Other ones I'd not heard of called Ren, Oasis, and I've heard of Balancer. So multiple platforms out there doing this. They identified the GitHub repositories in question. The address screening that has been put into place revolves around a company called TRM Labs, a compliance company. Boy, I wish those people didn't exist. Anybody with the name compliance in their...
I wish the institutions with which they were writing code that it was compliant with would also cease to exist, because none of this has been held up in any U.S. court. None of this has been tried in U.S. court. It has yet to be determined whether
it's
or not the
U.S. bureaucrats saying something.
Yeah, and it's yet to be determined whether or not they're constitutionally even allowed to do this.
And that's the question, is how do you determine that? Who can just go and has the standing to say, I'm challenging this decision by the Treasury Department to sanction this technology?
Well, this guy they arrested in Iceland or wherever it was, Denmark, I don't remember the place now.
Yeah, the Netherlands.
Netherlands, that was it.
Would he have the standing to do that? I don't know.
If they charged him in the U.S., I would think so.
Which they haven't done.
Yeah, but if they don't charge him, then no, you have to be a victim of government overreach.
I mean, the amount of power that is in the hands of these unelected bureaucrats, to go back to what we were talking about in the first hour, unelected bureaucrats running the Treasury Department, the amount of power is unsurpassed. All they have to do is wave their little pen and say, we're going to add you to the sanctioned list. Boom! Now you are a persona non grata. Your business is done. All these other businesses out there are going to stop talking to you, and you're lucky if you don't get snatched up and thrown into a prison cell.
I mean, we just watched all of that happen
here.
I mean, this guy, he's been locked up. He's been thrown into a prison cell and been charged with money laundering or facilitating money laundering, some sort of nonsense like that. But, yeah, just the flick of a pen from a bureaucrat, and all of these things have come to pass.
This company, TRM Labs, the compliance company, they offer their services to decentralized apps via an API. The page on their website refers to the tool as applicable for, quote, new Russia-related designations, unquote. However, following the OFAC move to sanction all address related to Tornado Cash, it appears that users that have interacted with Tornado Cash are now also being labeled as sanctioned and banned from these platforms.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Border Patrol agents have made roughly 1.82 million arrests at the southern border for the 2022 fiscal year that began in October. It's the second year under the Biden administration that arrests have hit a record. President Biden is set to sign a reconciliation bill on Tuesday. Congressional Democrats passed the bill last week, and it's a $1 billion smaller version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. But Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady is disputing Democrats who are claiming the bill will reduce inflation.
It doesn't lower inflation. It doesn't lower budget deficits, doesn't even lower global temperatures. In fact, inflation will go up more next year than global temperatures will go down to the next century.
USA Radio News. A decision is coming soon regarding student loan forgiveness.
President Biden is expected to announce a decision regarding student loans. Biden wants you, the taxpayer, to pay for student loans of some American kids in the coming weeks. The student loan payment pause moratorium ends August 31st. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bry.
Another bus from Texas with illegal immigrants arrived in New York City on Monday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says asylum seekers are welcome and has accused Texas Governor Greg Abbott of using illegal immigrants as a political tool. This as the mayors of New York and D.C. are calling for more federal assistance. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells Fox News the Biden administration isn't securing the border.
If we can put pressure on all these Democrat mayors around the country, maybe they'll pick up the phone and call Joe Biden and say the border's not secure.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number here 603-283-6160. By the way, people wondering what happened to Nobody. He was not feeling well, so he decided to call it an early night. So it's just Ari and I here for the remainder of the evening. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls, 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the situation with Tornado Cash. It just is getting uglier because, well, understandably, people are afraid of the federal government gang. They are afraid of the violence that this goon squad will bring down upon their lives, and many of them are running for cover. They're trying to do everything they can, even on so-called decentralized finance sites, which have, for the last few years, been sort of the darlings of the cryptocurrency industry. They've been heralded as the next step in finance. We're going to decentralize finance. We're going to take it away from the banks. We're going to take it away from the loan sharks. And
in theory, right?
And it was looking good for a while there. It was looking like a cool concept. The idea being that you could just go to this website. You could lay down some collateral, because you can't get uncollateralized Bitcoin loans. They're not that stupid. But you lay down some collateral. So let's say you've got Bitcoin. You have to, in most cases, what they do, what they call wrap it first, which is also a risky activity, meaning that you have to send the Bitcoin to a trusted third party, and then they send you tokens back on the Ethereum blockchain that are called wrapped Bitcoin.
Oh, that's what wrapped Bitcoin was.
You didn't know what that was?
No, yeah. I didn't care. I was like, I don't know what that is, but I'll deal with actual Bitcoin. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's not real Bitcoin. It's just an Ethereum token that is represents a Bitcoin. It trades at the price of Bitcoin. But, of course, if the centralized repertoire or whatever, the centralized issuer of these tokens gets raided or something, if they get taken down by a hacker, then all of a sudden their wrapped Bitcoin is going to go to zero real fast. So that's one of the big risks involved in wrapping things. But let's just put that aside for a moment. You wrap some Bitcoin, you put it into one of these platforms like Aave or whatever the other ones are, and then they will give you whatever else you want on that platform as a loan at a certain rate, a certain APR that you have to pay back. And then you do whatever you want to do with that other thing. So you haven't actually traded Bitcoin for that other thing. You've just simply put it in as collateral, and you've received a loan back. It's usually a fraction. You know, you get to choose what fraction. So if you put in a whole Bitcoin, you might get, you know, a fifth of a Bitcoin's worth of the other thing that you want. It's an interesting thing. It's very, very popular. There are many, many billions of dollars in value, what they call locked, into these systems.
And as I understand it, if the value of Bitcoin plummets enough, like if it drops by half or 50% or whatever, then they automatically sell off the Bitcoin to liquidate the debt.
Correct. Yeah. And that has happened to people.
And that's why a lot of people were flipping out recently when it got down to $20,000 or whatever it was at.
Because there were a lot of liquidations going on.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's an interesting concept. And the idea is you don't have to apply. Right, because if you go down to the bank, you got to give them ID, you got to put down your where you work, and you got to show a history of pay stubs, and there's all kinds of info that they want from you.
Got to deal with the centralized credit rating agencies.
Right. In the case of DeFi or decentralized finance, they don't even know who you are.
Because they don't care.
Because it doesn't matter. Because you're collateralizing the loan, and you're just this anonymous entity, basically. So, from a conceptual standpoint, it's an interesting concept. From an execution standpoint, we're not quite there yet as far as decentralized is concerned.
I don't know, man. I mean, my gut tells me that it seems like a way to help rich people get richer while not really doing anything for anyone else.
It is a way for people who have any amount of cryptocurrency to make an APR on that.
Okay, fair. Yeah, they don't necessarily have to be wealthy.
I mean, obviously with the Ethereum blockchain, not too long ago it was $10 just to use one transaction on the blockchain. So it was,
even further back ago, you could get an entire Ethereum for like $120.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it would have been silly. You know, if you only had $10 worth of Ethereum, then yeah, you pretty much would be priced out of putting it onto these things. But if you got a few $100, then you could do something with that. But again, you know, it's not decentralized enough, as we're finding out here in this story from CryptoSlate.com, where they're reporting on, you can't call them companies, they're just these decentralized projects called Aave and Uniswap.
Well, they're centralized enough to make decisions about what to allow and what not to allow on their platforms.
Right, and there are people who hold tokens. So usually what happens is with these decentralized autonomous organizations, the way they organize themselves is that they have a token. So like the Uniswap platform has a token. The Aave platform, I think, has their own token. And so the people that want to have a say in how these systems are run, they acquire those tokens. They pay for them. And then they hold them, and then they usually get some sort of voting rights on making a decision.
That is how Dash worked, right?
Yes, Dash was the first successful decentralized autonomous organization. Dash still works that way, in that the master nodes are the ones that have the say over how the network proceeds and what it spends its money on and that sort of thing. So in this case, it appears that whoever it is that is in control of these so-called decentralized platforms has decided to shut down access from the Tornado Cash, not just the sanctioned addresses that the U.S. government issued a list of, but apparently they're also restricting anyone who has interacted with Tornado Cash are now being considered as sanctioned by the by a company called TRM Labs that offers quote-unquote compliance services to these so-called decentralized apps. And any decentralized app that is using a compliance services company is not decentralized enough.
No, you're right, because if they were decentralized enough, they wouldn't need to comply. They would be beyond the reach of the federal government.
Right.
There would be no one for the federal government to raid or to kick in their door or to arrest.
They would, but that's the problem with a lot of these, is they are not anonymously created. The people who've made these systems are proud of what they've done, and they've put their names on them, and so they're
afraid. Which is understandable.
Yeah, they're afraid. And really, this begs the question, and you touched on this earlier, Arya, it's not hard for an individual or somebody with a script to do this hundreds of times to make a new Ethereum address, take the money that they take out of Tornado Cash, send it to that new address, and then send it to five more new addresses.
Isn't that essentially Tornado Cash, though?
No. Tornado Cash mixes your Ethereum with other people's Ethereum. And so you wouldn't get out the same Ethereum that you put
in. You're just
into.
Creating a lot of hops.
Yeah, it adds hops. Okay. So the question is, how many hops before the bad Ethereum coming out of Tornado Cash becomes usable again? Because if it's unlimited numbers of hops, then this essentially becomes untouchable Ethereum, and then it's not useful to anybody anymore, and that's a scary concept. Because
has TMR answered that question?
I don't know. It's not clear how far they're considering it to be sanctioned outside of that. But that's an important question, because there's supposedly some number of billions of dollars, like $7 or $8 billion worth of Ethereum that have passed through this mixer. Well, normally, I would presume after somebody mixes some Ethereum, they might go and spend it on something and put it into one of these platforms or buy something on the internet with it or whatever. And so that money gets moved around. Somebody pointed out that like 90% of Ethereum is no more than two hops away from somebody who's had a tornado, who's got Tornado Cash interactions.
And then you're just punishing someone who sold some cryptocurrency or who sold an actual real physical product for cryptocurrency.
Yeah. It's scary.
Dangerous precedents.
So a little bit more here from this story. So we mentioned the other night that somebody, unknown person, has been sending Ethereum from Tornado Cash, because it's still operating. It's just a smart contract.
Right.
As I understand it, it cannot be shut down, unlike some of these decentralized so-called decentralized platforms that are changing how their systems run.
Leave it to the government to target something that cannot be shut down.
So somebody out there on the internet is taking their Ethereum, sending it through Tornado Cash, and making it come out on the other side into popular people's wallets. People who have public identities, like the CEO of Coinbase, Brian Armstrong, Justin Sun, who's the programmer behind Tron and other cryptocurrencies. He announced recently that he's now blocked from going on to the Aave website because somebody sent him a tenth of an Ethereum from Tornado Cash into his public Ethereum wallet.
Nice. So that's good activism there,
yeah,
man.
Somebody's stirring it up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Arya.
We're talking about the sort of the interesting things that have been happening, the really sad things that have been happening in the wake of the tornado cash decision by the U.S. federal government goons to add tornado cash, which is an Ethereum mixer, to the list of sanctions.
You know, I want to say kudos to this activist who we were just talking about. And I'm going to characterize this person as an activist. I don't know if they are or not, but they've been sending Ethereum through the Tornado Cash network or through the mixer or whatever, yeah. And then sending like a tenth of Ethereum to various popular addresses like the CEO of Coinbase, right. And people like that. You know, that
to exchanges way, apparently as well, the public exchanges.
That way, all of those Ethereum wallets that receive Ethereum from him also end up banned by this company as a result, yes, of this Treasury ruling and all of that. So he answered the question for us. We've been opining on who is going to be able to, you know, speak up and do something about this. Well, this activist here solved the problem. The CEO of Coinbase will raise this issue with Congress and the Treasury. And if they won't, then Coinbase will, Kraken will, Binance will, all of these exchanges that are going to be affected by this, they're going to be upset. And they're going to bring it to them by, hey, like, guys, you can't do this. You implemented this in a bad way. Regrettably, Coinbase and all of these others that want to play ball with the government, like, why don't you implement it this other way that we've come up with that will benefit us a little bit more? But, I mean, they will.
Maybe. Maybe they will. You might be right about that.
I think they'll have to, right? If Brian Armstrong can never use his Ethereum again because someone sent him a tenth of an Ethereum
but
or whatever.
But that's the thing. But the crypto industry doesn't have sway in Congress. They got, like, one lady who's a senator who's into crypto. She's from Wyoming. Cynthia Lummis, I think, is her name. So she's sort of like the active senator who's trying to put legislation forward to, quote-unquote, help the industry. And I'm skeptical of that. At best, but
I don't blame you.
But they're not lobbying, you know, like Microsoft.
Didn't Coinbase try that though?
Coinbase did try to go and curry favor with these people, and it didn't seem to go very well for them.
That's true. They did get threatened by the SEC right after that because
yes.
They wanted to start their loan platform. And the SEC was like, "Hey, if you do this, we're going to sue you."
That's right. Yeah, and they wouldn't even talk to them.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
So,
and then, of course, the SEC is going after Library.
They are, and others, not just Library, Ripple, and several others that
right.
I've never heard of before. So this is bad, and maybe you're right, Aria. Maybe this will encourage these centralized exchanges to try to change this situation, but I'm not optimistic that that's going to happen.
They're not going to allow any situation, any solution, quote, solution to this problem to exist if that solution can also inadvertently result in the CEO of Coinbase having his Ethereum address permanently flagged. The situation is just going to be intolerable to them, and they're going to have to work out a different solution. And right now, it all hinges on this AMR, whatever the name of the company was, the compliance company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the ones who are writing the software determining
they might
which,
get them to change how
yeah,
they do
and,
it.
And
yeah.
that's a much easier hurdle for them to leap
than
over.
The whole federal government or the Treasury
right.
Department. Yeah, I can definitely see that being the case.
And that's one of the problems with centralization, right back to the problems of centralization. If all of these, quote, decentralized exchanges are getting their compliance software from this one company, then this one company controls all the decentralized exchanges.
You know, I want to give a shout out to the people over at ThorChain, which sent this out today via their official Twitter. ThorChain is the supposed gold standard in decentralized exchanges. It's a very interesting experiment that I've been watching closely because, unfortunately, I'm not like you, Aria, under bail conditions. You and I are not allowed to use cryptocurrency, but that doesn't mean I can't learn about it.
ThorChain basically found a way to take Shapeshift and make it decentralized, right? Whereas you have...
Shapeshift took ThorChain, is using ThorChain chain technology to decent, so
okay.
to exchange between...
But, I mean, the essence of what ThorChain is doing is like Shapeshift, what they were doing, but now it's decentralized. Like, you had decentralized exchanges that could only do Ethereum tokens
Correct.
Way back in the day.
This is allowing people to exchange what they call level one cryptos. So Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, I think Binance Coin.
Monero?
They added Doge. There's plans to do Monero.
That'll be good.
And that's obviously something that's stirring up controversy right now because they're worried, some people are worried about, well, what's going to happen to ThorChain? Well, here's what they said today on their official Twitter, which I follow. Message to all DeFi protocol developers. If you think you're in a vulnerable position, and I don't know what WRT stands for. It's some sort of...
With regard to.
Oh, thank you. With regard to your users, then conduct a planned obsolescence, hand over everything to your community, and leave. Adding block lists turns your DeFi app into a centralized finance app and increases your liability.
Nice.
So they are not going to be doing that. They cannot, from what I understand.
It sounds like they're getting ready to hand the keys to the community.
Because ThorChain is a protocol, and they have no way of blocking anything. Like, there's no block list on ThorChain. So that's awesome. And I hope that they continue that particular ethos into the future, because that's what we need. We need systems that are untouchable by the state, because if all of these developers on these other so-called DeFi platforms crumble under the potential for what might happen in the future, because the federal government is scary, and they will start putting people in prison in order to send a message out there that you can't mess with them. Don't you dare try to create some sort of alternative finance system to our anointed ones. If there aren't enough people who are willing to, you know, just flip those goons off and say, we'll do what we want, screw you. You know, a lot of these people aren't even based in the United States, But yet they're still, they're so worried about what's going to happen.
Well, why shouldn't they be? The creator of Tornado Cash was recently arrested in the Netherlands.
That's true.
One of the programmers for Tornado Cash in the Netherlands.
Yeah, this is an international attack against cryptocurrency. I get it. But I got to agree with Thorchain here. You know, if you've got your name on something and it's making you nervous, then just walk away from that project.
Yep, take your name off it.
Yeah, but that's not what we're seeing happening. Instead, they're cracking down. Tornado Cash, somebody spoke from the Tornado Cash team to Cryptoslate.com, and they were given an anonymity for their own protection. Will be referred to as TC member for the sake of this story. The Tornado Cash contributor told Cryptoslate's Akiba that, quote, multisigs shut down the decentralized autonomous organization. We're all out. Better safe than sorry, unless it all calms down a bit, unquote. So what happened was they apparently shut down their entire decentralized autonomous organization. Again, Tornado Cash is continuing to operate.
Well, they can't stop it.
But the decentralized autonomous organization that was associated with it is now done.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but Tornado Cash is decentralized and open source, right?
That's my understanding.
So it doesn't need a DAO in the first place, right?
My understanding is the DAO could not change the system.
What the hell was the point of the existence of the decentralized autonomous organization, except to allow these people to feel good about themselves?
Having not been involved, I can't say for sure. Maybe they could have submitted code changes or something like that. I don't know. But the member declared, quote, there goes decentralization, unquote, in what they described as a, quote, SE situation, which I'm censoring for radio. Following the closing of the Tornado Cash DAO, quote, DAO funds have been returned to governance contracts, multi-sig deleted. That means their multi-signature wallet was closed out. Now, what that was for, I don't know, but they had one, and now it's gone. The removal of the DAO multisig indicates this may be the end for Tornado Cash, the member confirmed. While clarifying that's only their opinion, the member reaffirmed that, quote, multisigs shut down the DAO, Tornado Cash can't fight the United States, unquote.
Well, then don't put yourself in a position to, you morons.
He said,
and it sounds like you didn't. It sounds like Tornado Cash, again, there I go, it's saying Thunder. Tornado Cash set itself up to operate independently of the decentralized autonomous organization.
I hope so.
To just sit there on the blockchain doing whatever it is that it does.
He asserted that, quote, nobody did anything wrong. The world is effed up. The person confirmed that the DAO was shut down, quote, to keep members safe and avoid legal issues, unquote, as the situation is, quote, dangerous for all devs, unquote, even those outside of the Tornado Cash ecosystem. They also confirmed that they believe a co-founder of Tornado Cash, a different one than the one that was arrested, this one's name is Roman Storm, is looking for attorneys in the Netherlands as of a few days ago, which they presume must be for Aleksey Pertsev, who is the man that was arrested. The general mood of the member was despondent as they admitted they needed a vacation after the troubling week. The future of Tornado Cash looks gloomy as its TORN token is down 20% on the day. So apparently there is a token involved in this, and the role of TORN governance token is currently as known due to the DAO being closed. I think there's something missing there. I think it's unknown. I think they mean the role of that token is now unknown since the DAO is being shut down. Because normally, again, these tokens are used to administer the decentralized autonomous organization to get people voting power within it. So it's a developing situation. On the way, we're going to get into the trash cans. $20,000 trash cans in San Francisco. What is going on out there? It is insane. And Aria's got that story coming up. Hour number three is on the way, and you can join us here. 603-283-6160. Weigh in on privacy coins if you want as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.